Wichita.
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 In the town of Wichita, Kansas, there was a man of peace. Things were wild in Wichita, Kansas. He told them all this killing must cease.
For someone who is currently reading Lonesome Dove, the opening of Jacques Tournoir's Wichita felt like the page had appeared on the screen. In glorious CinemaScope, we see cowboys moving across the landscape, bitching about the delay in getting to the titular Wichita for a few nights of drinking, whoring, and getting up to no good. And far on the horizon, we see a figure on horseback. And we know the mise-en-scène of the Western. A lone figure in the wilderness is always an ominous sign, and the music cue tells us danger may be at hand. It's also rustling country too, and as the lone fighter comes closer, he introduces himself. Now his name means nothing to the cowboys, nervously watching him, but it means something to us. It's the name of legend, and this wouldn't be the first time this character had appeared in a Hollywood film. And the name the man gives is Wyatt Earp. John Ford, when working as a prop boy on silent films, met Wyatt Earp, and he told him about the gunfight at the OK Corral, which Ford claimed he faithfully reproduced in My Darling Clementine. Yet even that forces you to question who exactly is telling the truth. Old Man Clanton in the film is killed, yet in reality this person died several months later. And of course, in instances like this, you can always simply print the legend. Earp would also visit the set of Ford's Hangman's House, in which a young John Wayne would appear in, and Wayne was quite taken with Earp and based many of his mannerisms on him. It's insane to me that Wyatt Earp actually existed. I just assume he's just a kind of Western myth, but a real person he was, and it's Hollywood that has done this mythologizing. On the silver screen, he is a true hero, a reluctant lawman often forced into doing the right thing for the greater good, a man of honour and integrity who has appeared time and time again in Hollywood films that seem determined to portray Earp as a kind of rock of Western mythology, despite the fact he and his brothers certainly weren't the saints they were portrayed to be, and his place in history has been greatly exaggerated, most notably by Earp himself. Maybe there is a real Wyatt Earp series of film out there waiting to be told, but I guess part of me loves the myth, and who wants true anyway?
Howdy. My name's Earp. Wyatt Earp.
Get down and fill your plate. And tie your horses with the others.
Thanks.
Wichita is an origin story. It's Earp before the gunfight at the OK Corral. How this ordinary man became a lawman, and we see how quick he is with a gun when he just happens to stop a holdup in a bank. He's honourable to the point of nausea and constantly reaffirms in conversation how he is a kind of aware of the fact that destiny may have bigger plans for him than just opening a shop in a small place like Wichita.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure. Oh, Miss McCoy, you may be hearing some gunfire tonight. I hope it doesn't alarm you and your mother too much. Just stay away from the windows and don't leave any lamps on.
I've heard about these wild western nights before, but I didn't believe it really happened.
It happens.
It troubles you, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I've lived in the West almost all my life. I've seen dozens of these trail towns. The violence in them always troubles me. I think I'd be used to it by now.
You're a strange man, Wyatt Earp.
You think so?
Yes, you're very different than you were in the bank.
I guess I was born under a troublesome star. Things like that are always happening to me.
You will be careful tonight, won't you?
Yes. Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Joel McRae as Earp is one of the all-time great Western stars, and yes, he's good in other genres, and who can't love Sullivan's Travels? But as Earp, he does for me echo Gary Cooper in High Noon. And there's a brilliant scene in which the cattlemen shoot up the town in a frenzy. As Earp watches from his hotel room, he could lie back down and let them get on with it, but he can't. He grabs his gun and goes downstairs and starts having to treat a wounded saloon girl and moving people to safety. He's a man born for duty, and when a child is accidentally killed by a stray bullet in one of the film's most genuinely shocking scenes, and indeed violence in Wichita is often quite quick and brutal as it is here, Earp is forced into action. The reluctant outsider demands to be sworn in. Wichita needs law and order, and he is the man who is going to bring it. And it's the moment that begins the myth. From now on, this is a man who will spend the rest of his life building up to the gunfight at the OK Corral.
Wait a minute, Wyatt. Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear to uphold the laws of the United States of America and this community?
I do.
I hereby appoint you Marshal of Wichita.
Another interesting aspect of Wichita is it actually might be making a case for gun control after Earp bans weapons from the town in order to protect public safety. Firearms are synonymous with the Western and Western culture. Wichita appears to debate the case for gun ownership. Whether or not this is a contemporary piece of commentary by writer Daniel Ullman, I'm not sure, but it did make me think that there are strands of the revisionist Western in the film. We know that such Westerns often confront the more uncomfortable aspects of the myths created by the genre, most notably race and the treatment of Native Americans. But Wichita may even be suggesting that the gun and its role in male identity and the founding of the West could be deeply problematic. It's a discussion that we're still having to this day, and like the film, it often revolves around the death of not just one child, but many.
I believe in what you're trying to do. I'm not sure your solution is the right one.
It's the only one, Mr. Whiteside. Men aren't carrying guns, they can't shoot each other. It's as simple as that.
You've taken a serious step, Wyatt. It's not going to make you popular. Without guns, even the good citizens are unprotected. It's your job to see that they're not.
Now you know I never wanted this job in the first place.
But you took it, and you'll do it. Bat and I are with you right down the line.
I read your editorial. It's a comfort to know I don't stand entirely alone.
For me, the star of this film has to be Jacques Tournoir and the Cinescope frame. This was his first film in the format, and quite honestly, if I was to find the film less compelling than I actually do, the look of it alone would have had my attention. CinemaScope took time to evolve, lenses had to be made, and director photographies and directors had to overcome various technical challenges in its early days. Wichita is a film which I don't think would look as good as it does if had it been made in the burgeoning days of the format. Director of photography Harold Lipstein and Jacques Tournoir used the frame perfectly, either in an interior or exterior setting, and the result is a cinemaphile's dream. Further complemented by the subtle editing and use of longer takes, you become embedded in the film, seeping in the immaculate art direction and lighting. And even if this story is somewhat fantastical as a kind of creation myth for the Earp saga, the setting itself has a genuinely lived-in look and feel that the wonderful scope frame exemplifies. It's a stylized film, with lighting often being used on a kind of expressionistic level, the town bathed in a soft blue-green light that has no natural source, yet simply serves to make the film look even more gorgeous. Style over substance is often a criticism, but I think it's the style of this film which elevates it to the heights it actually achieves. It may not be the most original or break much new ground, but it is, in my opinion, frankly, one of the most beautiful films of the Western genre. It may be quite a confined film, that it's not about vistas and the topography of the West, but because of how it is shot and directed, feels like a real piece of cinema wonderfully brought to life by Warner Archive's recent Blu-ray release. If you love Westerns, then this one might have been one that slipped through your net, but I can definitely recommend picking up this release and giving Wichita a go. I personally absolutely loved the film, and this Blu-ray is, I think, something of a minor marvel. So that's going to be it for this episode of the 24 Frames Cast. I will be back very soon. You can email me at 24framescast@gmail.com. I am on Twitter or X or whatever it's known as. Again, before I get kicked off again, it's Thomas24FC is my handle. Many thanks for listening, and I'll be in contact soon. Bye.